State Senator, Minnesota would not survive nor thrive without Somali community. By Warner Todd Houston on December 29, 2025. Somali migrants are claiming that Minnesota's economy would crash without them, even as the cost of Somali-run welfare fraud is growing on a weekly basis. Minnesota has been racked with a series of massive welfare fraud cases, leaving Democrat governor and failed 2024 vice presidential candidate Tim Walz reeling. Much of the multi-billions in fraud has been perpetrated by Somali migrants, who first began pouring into the state in the 1990s. However, one state legislator is insisting that Minnesota would not be able to survive without Somalians. Democrat Minnesota State Senator Zainab Mohammed, who was born in Somalia, in a recent interview said, "We are in every industry, and Minnesota would not be able to survive, nor thrive, without the Somali community." Elected to the state legislature in 2023, Mohammed claims that the criticism of imported Somalians is racist and that after Somalians are chased out of Minnesota, the racists will just move on to the next minority. Somali-born Minnesota State Senator Zainab Mohammed says that Minnesota wouldn't be able to survive without Somalis. pic.twitter.com/QVC99F1JR1 American AF at Ionon Patriot, December 27, 2025. Mohammed, whose brother-in-law is controversial Minnesota State Senator Omar Fateh, D., has been outspoken in opposition to American immigration laws and has repeatedly attacked Donald Trump as authoritarian and racist for seeking to repatriate millions of illegal aliens. Minnesota State Senator Zainab Mohammed, who was born in Somalia, says Trump exposing Somalia as authoritarian. pic.twitter.com/tank/CVSSQX Talk Radio 77 WABC at 77 WABC Radio, December 10, 2025. Last week, the 28-year-old Mohammed blasted Trump, saying, "This is an unserious president who's been speaking about people of our community this way for the last decade," she continued. "I think I was more shocked at the level of action that he's taken since those statements that he made." In a public event held by Minnesota's Democrat Party, Mohammed added that Trump's immigration policy is not about crime. It's not about safety. This is about purging people like me from this country. Mohammed's defense of her people comes even as citizen journalist Nick Shirley has become the number one story in America simply for taking a camera around to a large number of Somali-operated child care facilities in Minneapolis and has exposed that none of them have any actual children in their care despite receiving millions in funding from the state's Department of Human Services. But Mohammed is far from the only Somali migrant in Minnesota championing Somalians that have been imported into the state. During his failed bid for mayor of Minneapolis, Mohammed's brother-in-law, Omar Fateh, claimed that white people are a threat to America. Somali living in Minneapolis, Omar Fateh, says that white men are actually the greatest threat to America, not illegal immigrants. Deport every single Somali. pic.twitter.com/CXS1X6JBC American AF, at Ionon Patriot, December 29, 2025. Others, such as Selma Hussein, a Somali elementary school principal, are also speaking out. Hussein decried that she now has to carry proof that she is a legalized resident of Minneapolis and claimed, "We're Somali Americans who are contributing in many aspects of society right now and we want to be able to bring attention to that," CBS News reported. This is from a 2018 Minnesota criminal prosecution against Somali daycare fraudsters. In surveillance video, Somali parents would take their kids to the daycare, check them in, and then leave with them moments later. The owners of the daycare would then bill the state for a pic.twitter.com/OXGBL2QT Greg Price, at Greg_Price11, December 29, 2025. A Somali migrant who has become a Minnesota County Sheriff even claimed that he now works for Somalis, not Americans. "Minnesota Somali Sheriff, now that we're hired, we work for our own people Somalis. Get them out." pic.twitter.com/8UIALGLA3W Tommy Robinson, at Robinson New Era, December 20, 2025. Another Somali migrant took to her TikTok account to scold Americans for focusing on the billions in Somali fraud and insisted that America should be thankful to Somalis for being so successful in Minnesota. Lamau, yeah, we're seeing exactly why you're successful now. Deport them all. Breaking: Somalians in Minnesota are furious after being exposed for massive fraud and say Americans should instead be thanking them. You should be thanking us for being so successful. Somalis. pic.twitter.com/jdsw9n. Star emoji, our voices, star emoji. At ISWO, December 29, 2025. Sulaimana Dawn, Deputy Executive Director of the Minnesota Chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, even told CNN that Somalis are as Minnesota as the state fair. That is, you know, we belong. At a recent community event, local Somali officials claimed that they belong in Minnesota and the state is now their land. Somali Muslim in Minnesota says they belong here. This is their land, and are the backbone of the state. They only started coming here in the mid-1990s in small numbers, with their invasion here taking off in the mid-2000s. pic.twitter.com/19txrmbl. Spicy Bits, at Spicy Bits, December 27, 2025. The left-wing Minneapolis Star Tribune also jumped into the act by claiming that Somalis contribute $8 billion to the state's economy. Many pointed out that if they are also guilty of $18 billion in fraud, the $8 billion does not tip the scales very much. More than 8 in 10 Somali refugees are on some sort of state or federal welfare program, Breitbart News reported. In addition, Fox News reported that 36% of Somali Minnesotans lived below the poverty line from 2019 to 2023, more than triple the U.S. poverty rate of 11.1%, and that the median income of Somali-headed households in Minnesota is $43,600 annually, which is far below the national median of $78,538. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, D., who just barely avoided being voted out of office in November, told CNN, "The Somali community is almost universally American citizens. They have come here legally. They have contributed greatly to the fabric of who we are. They have benefited Minneapolis in a really beautiful way." Mayor Jacob Frey, "The Somali community is almost universally American citizens. They have come here legally. They have contributed greatly to the fabric of who we are. They have benefited Minneapolis in a really beautiful way." pic.twitter.com/w42nchkx. Thomas Sowell quotes, at Thomas Sowell, December 4, 2025. For his part, Governor Tim Walz, D., has insisted that Minnesota is a better place because Somalians chose to live here. Tim Walz, "Minnesota is a better place because Somalians chose to live here. Bring him to justice for his crimes." Balance scale emoji. pic.twitter.com/jjtzbndnq6. At Mega Big Balls 25, December 29, 2025. Some Somali migrants are even bragging about soaking up as much welfare and government handouts as possible. This Somalian brags about being a freeloader and getting everything for free from the American taxpayer while we all work 40 to 50 plus hours a week. What's your message to him? I say, Tom Homan needs to pay him a visit and deport him back to Africa. pic.twitter.com/3richushp6hd. American Papa Bear, at America Papa Bear, December 13, 2025. But there is a solution to all this crime and fraud. Ayan Hirsi Ali, a pro-Western refugee from Somalia's tribal culture, warned that only aggressive assimilation will fix the problems created when the federal government decided to import Somalia's clannish politics of amoral familism. "I grew up in a Somali clan-based society, where loyalty to kin was absolute. Loyalty to the nation was theoretical at best," she wrote in a December 10 op-ed. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.